I was 8, my sister was 3, and we crossed through Texas through the assistance of a woman who we had to pretend was our mother.
Jorge Robles is now 30, an undocumented immigrant. His status hasn't changed since the day he climbed into a car, driven by that woman who was pretending to be his mother.
And there were a few other children there who I didn't know, and they said, if the guy with the gun points at you at the border, you have to say, I'm an American citizen. And so there I was, 8 years old, not speaking any English besides yes, no, and McDonald's, and practicing, I'm an American citizen.
Yeah. I'm Aaron Navarro. This is Status Update, a podcast about immigration in Champaign County, where about 14,000 immigrants call home, and half of them are undocumented. Finding these numbers is Christopher DeFranco's job. He's a data analyst that's working on a university YMCA report on Champaign County's documented and undocumented immigrants.
7,000 people are only able to come to a place and stay in a place if there's an ability for them to have a life here, right? There's not going to be 7,000 people just chilling here doing who knows what every now and then. No, there's that many people here because there are opportunities for them.
For Robles, his sister, and his mother, their reason for crossing the border was to reunite with his father, who had been working in Texas for 2 years. But their reunion would not last long.
After them not being together for years and then trying to be together, they realized that for many reasons it wasn't going to work out. And so we ended up leaving and going to Chicago.
That's where Robles enrolled at the University of Illinois, Chicago. During his time, he also co-founded the Immigrant Youth Justice League and began his work with the undocumented community.
I was in college and I was like, okay, this is what's actually going on in this country. And then my friend got in deportation proceedings. I had no choice but to become involved politically.
He continued his work in Champaign and became an assistant director at the university's La Casa Cultura Latina House. On campus, there are about 10,000 immigrants. These days, he's been talking to students a lot about DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program.
I tried to remind students of what life was like before DACA. Because right now there's a lot of undocumented college students who don't know what it's like to be an adult without a work permit, without DACA. I think that's something they need to think about.
For immigrants that were brought in as children, DACA gives 2-year renewable periods of protection from deportation. President Donald Trump announced the end of DACA in September 2017, but many federal courts have blocked the phase-out. The program's future is still uncertain. A DACA holder himself, Robles says all the back and forth creates confusion.
Like, we're going to do this, and nope, we're going to do that. And, like, just, like, he's going to tweet this, and then he's going to tweet that. And so, like, I think it just, like, sends people through this, like, loops of going back and forth as to not knowing how to feel.
We are not sort of typical East Central Illinois Midwestern town.
Deborah Finan is the city of Champaign's mayor.
We are a big city in a small package, I think, and
in her city, one out of every 8 residents is an immigrant. According to a preview of DeFranco's immigration report, there are immigrants from about 76 different countries in Champaign County, and that's not including the university's international population.
They are a fabric of who we are as a community. We have local businesses, we have cultural opportunities. All of that plays out because we have immigrants from many countries here.
Daisy Dominguez is an immigration lawyer in Chicago and a 2011 university alumnus.
They're job creators, they're taxpayers, they're consumers. If this administration continues to push on deporting more immigrants and do not create immigration reform, it's going to take a huge toll on the economy.
Nationwide, Dominguez tells me that unauthorized immigrants pay about $11.7 billion a year in state and local taxes.
Taxation without representation?
As an undocumented immigrant, Robles doesn't receive any Social Security or other benefits that taxes give citizens. Though, he's been paying taxes ever since he was 16.
And I was working at Navy Pier, I was paying taxes. Like, there's just no other option.
Ever since, he's been paying his taxes for Social Security and other benefits, all the while knowing
it's very likely that I'll never see that money. And I mean, it's the Social Security Administration themselves have come out and say that undocumented immigrants, unauthorized immigrants pay in, like, billions of dollars into
services that they don't even benefit from. And so removing that would have a huge impact on Social Security and Medicare.
The Robles thinks that immigrants bring much more to the country than tax dollars.
I think we live in a type of society where you need to be able to bring something to be of some value or of some worth, and it's based on what you can do and what you're delivering and what you're bringing. And
do you think that's unfair? Or
yeah, I think that's unfair for a lot of reasons. But I think generally, when we lose that sense of humanity, what does that say about our own personal humanity, right? When we're no longer able to see people as fully human and see their whole selves, but we're only able to see as, like, what are you bringing to the table? Like, that's what your value is. I think that that's not fair.
These days, Robles and his sister are both DACA holders. His mom used to be an undocumented immigrant, but 10 years ago, she married an American citizen in Chicago, and
she had two more kids. And so those two kids are citizens, her husband's a citizen. And through
his 9-year-old stepbrother, who had physical health defects,
they were able to use his case and basically saying, like, my mom needs to be here to take care of her citizen son. And her citizen husband can't do it because he has to work. And so through all of that,
his mom became a legal permanent resident. She has papers that let her go back and forth from Mexico while
my sister and I can't, right? And so what that looks like when my mom goes back for a Christmas holiday or for my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary, and my sister and I can't go, right? We can only look at the pictures from this side of the border.
So for Robles' immediate family, their statuses range from
citizens, illegal permanent resident, and some people who are undocumented. But I think in some ways that's the reality of a lot of families in this country.